Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Showtime!
How y'all feel?
T-T-Panda! Most hostile! Highly motivated, motivated, motivated!
All I want to know if you got your popcorn ready.
On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
All right, rolling into hour number two, Sports Daily. Shane Dennis will be back on Monday. Jacob Albrock in his stead for the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday portion of the show. Glad to have him along from Eyewitness Sports, keeping our finger on the pulse of what's going on across the pond in Carnoustie. Kevin Kistner at 5 under par after a 66 opening round leads Tony Finau, who is 4 under. Just finished his round at 67. Xander Lombard and Eric Van Ruin also at 4 under par. Mark Leishman, Brandon Stone at 3 under gets you through your top 5. Some of the game's bigger names, not that those guys aren't all luminaries in their own right, are just on the golf course, including Tiger Woods, Sergio Garcia, and others. So we'll see what ends up happening there. But well, I'll tell you what, I look at the playing field, a lot of former Wichita Open or Air Capital Classic veterans, from Pat Perez to Jason Duffner. I mean, the list goes on and on, which is really just great to see. I mean, it's good to have been able to see those guys come through Wichita and then they get out and make it happen at the next level. And even in some cases win major championships. So Tiger Woods, by the way, 1 under par. Brooks Koepka, 1 under par. Patrick Harrington, all just basically off the first tee. He played through two or three holes at 1 under par. So Tiger is at least off to a decent start. Zach Johnson, former Masters champion at 1 under, making the turn at 9. And I'm just trying to give you a couple of the headliners. Ricky Fowler just finished his round at 1 under par. Matt Kuchar as well. Kevin Na, all at 1 under. Webb Simpson, 1 under par. So, anyway, there are some of the big names as we get into hour number two of Sports Daily. It couldn't happen to a better guy category or files. One of my favorites, and I don't make any excuses for it, is Brent Venables. Just signed one of the largest contracts for an assistant coach in college football to stay at Clemson. The more and more that he goes on, the less and less that he has, I think, a chance to get back to K-State as the head coach, which I know a lot of people from his hometown of Salina and throughout all of K-State Nation might have had holding out hope for. But he's getting into the strata now, making better than $2 million a year, where it would be difficult to get him back as a head coach.
I don't know if there's going to be an opening anytime soon.
Yeah, it might not be.
That's the thing. We all assume Bill Snyder's leave. What if he just doesn't leave for a while? I'm beginning to think that's a real possibility. He's 78. What if he coaches 5 more years? Is that out of the realm of possibility?
No. No. No, it's not. It's not out of the realm.
And if you're K-State, is that okay? Are you good with that? Do you welcome that?
Well, what is K-State football-wise? Let's answer that first. What is K-State's ceiling? I'll ask you. You've been around that program enough now to know. What is the reasonable ceiling for that program? Reasonable expectation year in and year out?
Compete for a Big 12 title. I think that's a fair way to say it.
Yeah. Number of wins. What's a reasonable number of wins, you think, year in and year out? Eight?
Yes.
Nine? Eight and a half?
Eight, yeah. Yeah, eight to nine. Okay.
Yeah. I think that is reasonable. I would agree with it. I think that you're looking at competing in the Big 12 at the high level of the Big 12, not in the middle, at the higher level of the Big 12, and as they've done in throughout most of the 20-some years with Coach, to be able to, every now and then, peak with a good enough team to play in a major bowl and or compete for a spot in a college football playoff. And that's essentially what they've done over the years. But I would say that that's a reasonable expectation at that university. Now, let me ask you the question. Is it a reasonable expectation at Kansas State if Bill Snyder's not the head coach?
I don't think we know the answer to that question.
Yeah, I don't either.
And I think that the reason you sort of just sit back and say, go as long as you want to go is because of that. We don't know that Brent Venables would go to K-State if the job was open today or yesterday or whenever. We don't know that that would happen. I mean, some people would like to think it would be the case.
I don't think there's any guarantee at all just because he went to
school
there.
Certainly not.
No.
So it's one of those things where is there a coach that could come in there and say, okay, now it's not 8 to 9 wins, it's 10 to 11, and we want to compete for a national championship every year? Is that a realistic expectation? My answer would be no.
I don't think it's realistic either.
I think that you've got a situation where you've got, and everybody knows this, there's really no question about that, that there's, Bill Snyder has been the perfect coach for that school. That's not debatable. Can he continue to be that guy? Yeah, I think he can. Look, I think K-State is in a great position to finish as high as second in the Big 12 this year, and you never know. But they've got it, and that's sort of what they are, and I think it's good. They're never going to be terrible, and they're going to toil, and then every 2 or 3 years, I think they're going to come out there and compete for a Big 12 title.
Right.
I think that's great. I mean, they're not giving you a reason to not be proud of the program and the team.
It's a fair cycle, and it's not a bad cycle to be in, I don't think.
I just don't know. Here's what I think, and to be quite honest, I'm not sure there are very many people that would say it's time to move on. That is a crazy thing to even think about. I mean, if Snyder wants to coach 5 years at the level he's coaching right now, I think you're happy that that's the case and that he's not going to hang it up. But the thing is, if somebody thinks Brent Venables will just leave Clemson tomorrow and bring in a bunch of 5-star recruits, I don't know that that's going to happen.
Yeah,
you don't have the geographic advantage in Manhattan, Kansas. So then you have to consider people will come a really long way from all over the country to do it. And while Manhattan, Kansas is fantastic and the facilities are fantastic and it's an amazing place, that's a big ask. In Clemson, your recruiting pool is a lot closer. It's a different animal. So
of course,
I think that, you know, Bill Snyder to me at that media day, if you took nothing else away from media day, take away that he looked so stinking happy. And
yeah, he looked good, didn't he? Yep.
He looked so good that I honestly sat there and thought, and he really is going to coach another 5 years. Like he's gonna because somebody said he'll be the next Joe Pa coaching from the press box, and I said no, he'll be his own guy. He'll still be coaching down on the sidelines probably.
Yeah,
if he goes that long, I don't think he'll. I think at that point he would probably say that's enough. But man, he looks good. He sounds good. His team is good. They got good players consistently. I wouldn't worry. I think he's there.
They got a great thing going. They got a great thing going. You already touched upon it. Great facilities. It's a great Saturday atmosphere for college football. There are expectations in the program, but not such unreasonable expectations that it drags you down. It lifts you up generally more than it does the other. So the expectations don't weigh on you. They tend to inspire you. It's almost kind of like it's more of a carrot at the end of the stick rather than like a place like Oklahoma. I'm not picking on Oklahoma, but Oklahoma is a different place. I mean, it's a different cat. The weight of their expectations every year for a guy like Lincoln Riley and Bob Stoops before him and Barry Switzer before him and Chuck Fairbanks before him, et cetera, and all the way back to Bud Wilkinson, is you've got to win national championships, period. And, you know, and an 11-1 or now 12-1 season can be a bust or an unsatisfying finish if you don't win a national championship, because that's how the fan base, to a large degree, measures success in that program. It's a blessing and a curse all at the same time. And there are a few programs like that. Alabama's like that. Notre Dame, to a degree, is like that. I mean, you know, USC. Although I don't think that there are many fan bases like Oklahoma. Ohio State, right, has that kind of fan base.
Absolutely.
Alabama has that kind of fan base. So
I love that you put it as it doesn't bring you down generally, it only lifts you up, because I think that's 100% right. K-State always they never get blown out by anybody. They're always in games. When do they play Oklahoma this year? Let me pull up their schedule. It's usually late in the year.
They play Mississippi State in week 2 or 3 at home.
I got to look, because I want to make the proclamation. I just have to make sure it lines up. And it's not just like a super early game. Yeah, it's okay, so it's week 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Week 8, October 27th in Norman. That game will have implications on the Big 12 title. That will be a very
meaningful. You're calling your shot right now.
That will be a very meaningful football game.
I don't know.
They'll get their chance. The problem for K-State a little bit this year is if Oklahoma and West Virginia are the top two teams, they play them both on the road. So, yes, Mississippi State is a big test, but it really doesn't mean a lot to the Big 12. It means a lot to, I think, to K-State and where they stand. But that fourth game of the season at West Virginia in late September, that's a massive game. Then things look decent until that game against Oklahoma. Texas comes here, then at Baylor. Oklahoma State comes here, then a week off before the Oklahoma game. So, there's a great chance they don't have any more than one loss in the Big 12 before that Oklahoma game. And there's a decent chance they don't have any if they go to West Virginia and win. And I know that's a tall order, but that'll be an interesting clash of styles. We know West Virginia likes to spread it out. We know K-State likes to run the football. So,
yeah, you're right. I mean, you beat South Dakota, Mississippi State, and Texas, San Antonio. So if you're 3-0, then you go to West Virginia. K-State generally plays well, has played well in that building. Then you got Texas at home. I'm not sure Kansas State won't be a slight favorite in that game.
I think
Baylor on the road before you get Oklahoma State at home. Yeah, they've got a reasonable chance there. I would agree to be 5-2 or 6-1 at that particular point. Am I doing my math right? Is that 7 games before they play Oklahoma?
Be their 8th game. I mean, you just, you know, and then you finish and you've got, you know, TCU, Kansas, Texas Tech, and Iowa State. The Big 12 is going to be really interesting this year. I do think Oklahoma has a chance to run it.
I do too.
I also think there's a decent chance that somebody else goes through with one loss. And I think there's as good a chance that that's Kansas State as it is West Virginia or Texas or Oklahoma State or TCU. I don't put any of those teams markedly ahead of the others. Now, that would probably mean that they'll all have more than one loss, but I think there's a reasonable chance one of them only has one loss, and I think there's a reasonable chance that K-State's as good as any of those teams. So whether or not that plays itself out, I think that will be the fun part of the Big 12. It may not be fun because Oklahoma may just run it, but I'm just looking at it. When you look at October 27 at Oklahoma, the way it shakes out, I can't imagine Kansas State has more than two losses at that point. And whether that's Big 12 losses or just losses, we'll see. But that's going to be a big game. And that's what we mean. Like, when they lift you up, you're talking about late October into November with can't-miss football games.
No.
That's a big deal. And that's what you want. That's really all you can ask for. Unless you're one of these blue bloods, and at that point, but we just need to realize that it's not, and that there's great football being played in Manhattan, and the guy leading the way, boy, just stick around as long as you want, Bill. You know,
it's interesting.
Forever.
You talk about Oklahoma. Oklahoma's schedule doesn't have the Ohio State bling that it's had the last couple of years. They do have UCLA coming in the second week. So they get Chip Kelly coming to Norman, which I think is interesting. The week after Lane Kiffin comes to Oklahoma, that's pretty interesting to me. Florida Atlantic will be a good football team in relative terms. They won't be an Oklahoma good football team. But I think it's interesting that Lane Kiffin's coming in. Then you get Chip Kelly coming in. Then Oklahoma has got to go to Iowa State for one of those really sneaky early games, early kickoff, third week of the season in a payback game. Remember, Iowa State beat them last year in Norman, a game that looked really damaging at the time, and then, of course, obviously, as it played out, wasn't as damaging as we thought, as Iowa State ended up being pretty good. Then Army comes in. I'm really glad they're playing one of the service academies before they get into the rest of their Big 12 schedule. But that opening game up at Iowa State, that's kind of a danger game early on. That's not an easy place always to play, especially early in the season. They'll be laying in wait. And Oklahoma is a team that is probably will take a little time to get, you know, going on all cylinders. I mean, we know they're the most talented team. Then I find it interesting, they play Army and Baylor at home, which are obviously two easy wins, before you get the Red River Shootout. They play Texas, TCU, and K-State 3 weeks in a row. And they play TCU on the road. So, that'll be interesting. I would agree with you. I think Oklahoma has a fairly good chance to run the table. I believe that. I think that look at their schedule and tell me a game that they won't be favored in.
Oklahoma?
I don't think there's a game that they won't be favored in.
Yeah,
but
they'll be good.
You know, depending on what West Virginia looks like at the end of the season would be the one time.
Yeah.
So. Are we playing a Big 12 championship this year?
Yes, yes. So that'll be fun. By the way, hey, breaking news, Bruce, here. Wichita State is getting a marching band.
Stop.
Seriously.
Why?
It's going to be called the Shocker Sound Machine.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you a couple of reasons that I think. One, this was all... You remember when football was on the table?
Yeah, I do.
And the marching band was sort of a part of that?
Okay.
That was all sort of synonymous at the time. Now, we have a pretty good indication and a good idea that the Americans squashed football, right? I've been told as much. But the band thing was interesting. Here's why it's interesting, Bruce. That's a lot of potential students on campus.
Sure.
And think about how big marching bands are and how many people brings on campus. So how they utilize it, and it'll be the Shocker Sound Machine.
I like the title.
I do too. I think it's probably in a, you know, you can utilize it. I mean, it'll have to be a basketball attraction. Now, does it replace? I'm gonna have to pull up a news release
here. The Pep Band?
Yeah, I don't know. Ooh. Let's see.
Boy, you're messing with tradition there.
So it says. I mean, I'm reading the really. You're reading it with me here. It's not your traditional marching band synonymous with football. It will be Drum Corps International, brass, saxophone, and a drum line. It's all about entertainment. Okay, so the band will perform predominantly during Wichita State basketball games as well as other athletics and big student events. The goal is to grow to 200 band members. So that's the key there, Bruce. That's why this probably went ahead.
Hey, I'm all for a band. Give me some damn tunes, man.
Okay, so there will be plenty of overlap between members of the new Shocker Sound Machine and the already existing Shocker Sound Band, which plays in the stands during athletics and other auditions for both bands. So it sounds like they'll both exist. Okay. So that's cool. That's cool. Why not?
That is cool. Oh, I couldn't agree more. I think that's fabulous.
Yeah, you got to have a marching band.
Oh.
Football be damned. March in the gym.
Give me a band. Give me some cutting-edge tunes, and let's go with it. You can move around. I mean, how cool would it be to be walking down the concourse at Coke Arena and to have a band rocking it out, basically walking around? I think it'd be cool. Kind of like a little mini marching band, 13 members. Laying down a true sound. I think it's good stuff. Hey, don't forget, at Side Pockets each and every day, they ask the question, what's on tap? And they answer it with the Thursday lunch special. Crispy chicken strip baskets with fries for $5.95. What's on tap at Side Pockets? Good times each and every day, but your Thursday lunch special, a crispy chicken strip basket with fries for $5.95. Keeping you abreast of the Open and what's going on across the pond and everything else that's fit to discuss in the world of sports. Saul Brockton Hurdle with you on a Thursday. We're back in a moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.